This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby. Let's go.
Number one then. And number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
You're listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
Hey, this is Live with Lou, broadcasting high atop Mount Hood.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Maryville, Yuba City.
Well, hello and welcome to New California State Talk Radio. Yes, this is the radio show that talks about New California. Yeah, the state that is going to be the 51st state of the Union. And I know a lot of people say, oh, no, it can't be New California. And I can say, yes, it can be. And yes, it will be. All right, a lot of things going on, though, in the world today, and we're going to be talking about a couple of major events in the world that are really going to impact New California and the rest of the nation, and that is independence and the seeking of independence around the world by various and sundry countries. Well, would-be countries, I guess you would say. Right now, they might be states, they might be provinces, but the revolution to be independent as a sovereign, either a sovereign state, like the United States, having other states grow, like New California, or being a new country. Now, some people would say, yes, here in the United States, there is a movement afoot, and we'll talk about that. But the movement for independence is ever growing around the world. And this has been something that's actually happened since we saw the collapse of communism way back in 1989, November, I think it was November 9th, 1989. And, yeah, I remember that day very, very well. In fact, I was so excited about it, I traveled to the former East Germany, in 1992 to study and research the collapse of communism. And it was a very interesting time. Very interesting time. That's for another show, and that's for another book, actually. So anyway, we're going to be talking about what is going on in Catalonia and why does it influence us here in New California. And, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg for New California. This is only just one phase that New California is going to go through, but it is the birthing phase, if you will, of New California, is to understand the independence movement, period. Where it came from, how it got started. I mean, we can go back to the Magna Carta. We can go back to the Bible. We can go back to, which is kind of interesting, very, very interesting, that of Martin Luther. And it's kind of interesting because this year, in just a couple of days from this broadcast, we are going to be celebrating the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther posting the tablets up on the cathedral door in Wittenberg, Germany, outside of Eisenach. Been there, actually, where he actually put the tablets up on the door declaring that he was going to form a new religion, essentially. Actually, it was more of like a complaint against the Catholic Church and the way the Pope was, well, seeking indulgences from the people. Yeah, you see, back in the day, it was the Pope in the papal see of Europe that was running wild. Different church than today, we understand. Some of the elements are still there, but it's not the same church that went through a reformation, and thank God for Martin Luther. You know, there's some people that are out there that are saying that next to Jesus Christ, the most important mover and shaker of Christianity was Martin Luther. And who would argue against that? You see, Martin Luther actually was declaring independence 500 years ago. And that day would be October 31st on All Hallows' Eve. That's when he declared the world to be free. A new Christianity would evolve. a new world would evolve. It would be a completely different world from what was ever known. It was a statement of declaration of independence. And you see, that is one of the things that shakes up the globalist more than anything else, is a declaration of independence, because they know it was extracted from Martin Luther. They know the seed of independence, of people wanting to be free, was from Martin Luther. So much so that the Pope, in response, so he could recapture his indulgences, because he was losing indulgences after 1517. What was happening was people were saying, no more of the indulgences. You see, the Pope would send in his army, if you will, to various towns and cities and burghs all throughout Europe, and declaring people would have to give their indulgences, their treasures, if you will, to the Pope. And then you also had Islam, radical Islam today, we would know it as, doing the same thing. The conquerors. You know, back in the day of the Persian Empire, in the Moorish Empire, two Muslim empires, the Moors were reigning supreme in Europe. It was a battle between the Catholics and the Moors and everybody else. And yes, Martin Luther stepped up and said enough of the indulgences from the Catholic Church, and Christianity was, well, exploded in a new way, in a new direction from that of the church. Now, this is modern day, of course. There's been reformation that has occurred. But what are we doing in the world today? That's how important this declaration was. This is how important to get away from those indulgences that Martin Luther recognized, that we need to post our independence and declare it. And back in the day, that's what they did. They would post up their complaints and concerns on the church doors. Well, we have another complaint and concern that's brewing all around the world. This independence movement is something that these, I'll tell you, it is really, really critical for these globalists to stop it. And what globalists would we have? Well, let's talk about people like, Jerry Brown being a globalist. You bet Jerry Brown is a globalist. What is wrong with that picture? Well, what is wrong with that picture is Jerry Brown and the rest of these people want to be your dictator. Isn't there something wrong there, too? You bet there's something wrong there. To be the dictator, like Jerry Brown wants to be, it harkens back to the days of, well, before Martin Luther. That's what we're talking about. Does Jerry Brown want to take California back before that? I think so. He's a tyrant. But, you know, all around the world, you can take a look at other parts of the world. You can take a look at other countries. And this independence movement has not stopped. From 1776, actually 1517 to 1776, guess what? There's a little gap in time. And you know what was happening to people that were being, well, persecuted in Europe? They were going to the United States of America for freedom. They formed 13 colonies, and they actually formed a Declaration of Independence and declared themselves independent from a tyrant in England. Imagine that, declaring themselves independent from the tyrant in England. Something that a lot of people just didn't quite understand, but here it is. And they did. And from that Declaration of Independence in 1776 sprung forward numerous declarations all around the world, especially in the New World, Central America, South America, Mexico, California. Oh yeah, California got onto the fever of it all in 1836 and declared its independence. That was the first Declaration of Independence, and California's had two. One in the form of a declaration, the other in the form of a proclamation in 1846. But what about other parts of the world? And that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break. Stay with us. You're listening to New California State Talk Radio. And remember, visit our website, NewCaliforniaState.com. That's NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. And we're talking about independence worldwide now. Independence worldwide. You know, this independence movement in Catalonia has its roots in hundreds of years of history in Spain. De España. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, Catalonia. I went there in 1992 at the Olympics, Barcelona, Spain. And it was interesting then because the Catalonian separatist movement was big. It was really big. And so big, in fact, when I pulled into the train station at Villafranca Penedès, a car bomb had gone off. A little mushroom cloud up above the town as we rolled in on the train. I'll never forget that visual. So when we come in and we see this bomb, it's like, oh, my God. But that was the independence movement. No one died from that incident. It was all well covered up in the press and the media in Spain because just the next day was going to be the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. So no one knew about that. That was kind of top secret, except the people around Villafranca Penedès. Then things started to happen. Anyway, but what does it look like in the rest of Europe? And what has everybody, including Jerry Brown, trying to wrap us up in California in a movement of secession, an illegal act under the Constitution? Secession is completely illegal. And it seems to me that Jerry Brown's promoting it. He doesn't deny it. And in fact, his administration under Javier Becerra, the Attorney General, and Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, seem to be promoting it. Yeah, by allowing signatures to be gathered for CalExit. To me, that's an act of secession. That's sedition. Some people might say it's treason. Jerry Brown doesn't seem to want to stop it. He declines to answer any questions about it. We've inquired several times, does he support or not support? And it's been crickets ever since. Never have they responded. Never has he said, well, this is an act of sedition. We're not going to have it. I think 49 other governors might do that, actually. But this one won't. And now he's over in Europe. And what is he doing? Denouncing the United States of America and President Trump, challenging him. He's speaking more like he is El Presidente of California than anything else. Interesting little tidbit in history. An article that we ran on our sister channel, Agenda 21 Radio, about Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, in an interview with the BBC, just 2 days ago, makes this. It says, in a contentious interview with BBC Radio, California Governor Jerry Brown has threatened to sue the Trump administration over climate change while vowing to stabilize the ship of state. This is a direct quote from the article. The president is working to delegitimize the very notion of climate change, Brown told Jim Nahdy of BBC in a program that aired last week. While the position of California is to go against the policies of President Trump, I hope the rest of the world does their part in providing forceful opposition. Do you see what he's saying there? I hope the world does their part in providing forceful opposition. What does that mean, Jerry? What does that mean? Should we have the communist Chinese invade the United States? Is that what that means? Trump has declared war on a majority of the American people under the guise of supporting his minority base, and it's very dangerous, Brown said. It's very disruptive for America, and I'm going to do everything I can to stabilize the ship of state. Really, Jerry? Who put you in charge of the ship of state? I guess, see, that's me. The governor went on to say that the president uses the issue of global warming to work his constituency. I think he sees this as a galvanizing rhetoric for his base. Regarding Trump's withdrawal of America from the Paris Climate Accord, Brown said that California will go to court and block his efforts. We are building a coalition that covers about 30% of the GDP of the world, and well more than a billion people, he said. So we are taking action in California. Now, I want to break that down. What does he mean by that? Remember, he went off to China. He's been to Mexico. What does he mean by that? He was caught with his pants down a couple of years ago by Katie Grimes in an article which showed him actually developing a regional governance system with the connected dot, are you ready for this, between Castro and Mexico, Oregon, Washington, 16 other states in the United States of America, and Quebec. Now, I want to ask you something. What would Jerry Brown be doing that for? Going against the back of the president, even then, Obama? I'm sure Obama was wink, wink, nod, nod, because he was way into regionalism governance. But why would Jerry Brown be doing that? Going to foreign governments and making deals. That's kind of against the Hatch Act, the last time I checked. But that's our Jerry Brown in California. The governor said that America is currently passing through the dark night of the soul, but would eventually emerge from it. America is strong, very strong, but it's being torn apart now, and the Pied Piper in chief is Donald Trump. We're in a very dangerous precipice, he said. Okay, well, you know, that's Jerry Brown, isn't it? Don't you love it when a plan comes together for Jer? So, what does he mean by all that? And where does that go for CalExit? And, of course, we know where that goes for CalExit. CalExit is the seditious movement to break apart from the United States of America and form their own country. In answer to who? Who will they align themselves? New California? No. Oh, no. Will they? The United States? Oh, no. Oregon, Washington? Oh, no. None of the other 49 states? Oh, no. They're going to align themselves with the United Nations. They are going to become part and parcel of the One World Order under the governance of the United Nations, just exactly like George Bush the Senior was saying in 1992. Remember that infamous speech that George Bush the Senior said, we must make change with the United Nations. A new world order. Remember that speech? Maybe some of you don't, but that is the speech that George Bush the senior made. And that was, of course, perpetuated by the next president, William Jefferson Clinton, and then George Bush the younger, and of course, 8 years of Obama, the one world order globalist bamboozle. Isn't that interesting? Now, a little bit, speaking of bamboozle, I threw that in for a reason. Jerry Brown is off now to the Vatican. He was offered a platform for which to proclaim his views on global warming. You see, the Pope and Jerry Brown are in bed together in terms of the Pope's encyclical and Jerry Brown's pontificating about climate change. Invited to speak at a similar Vatican event in 2015, Jerry Brown, a darling of Planned Parenthood, attacked climate change skeptics, calling them financed troglodytes who are determined to bamboozle the gullible. Really? Who's trying to bamboozle who, I guess, is the big question, Jerry. Who is it? Who are they? Who is Jerry Brown trying to, I guess you say, convince? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this sets the stage for something. It sets the stage for New California. And the argument is very simple. Jerry Brown is committing sedition. And so are the rest of his people. And they know it. This is all being planned. It's all part of the globalist plan to destroy the United States, break us apart, and put us on a fast track to, of course, globalism, United Nations style. So if you're now in current California and you think that it's going to be okay under Governor Jerry Brown and you're not seeing the big picture that Jerry Brown has deliberately and with a purpose and with a forethought, along with his other totalitarian dictators, with a monoparty, by the way, study Francisco Franco to get the drift of how California has gotten into this position. It tells you exactly how it happened. Jerry Brown did a great study of Francisco and his minions on how to destroy California. See, California in its shell form right now is dead. And that's what people don't understand. They have ruined it. They have driven it into the ground. There's only one way that you can correct it. And that's not by forming a new country. Absolutely not by forming a new country. Of course, that's the big deal. That's the big deal. Do they want to form a new country? Yes. Are we going to let them? And the answer is no. We're not. Good Californians and those that want to aspire to be new Californians are stopping it. That is what's going to happen. And there's only one way you can do it legitimately, and I hate to break it up to you, by forming a new constitution, by forming a new state. That piece of paper that has been not held in high sanctimony with the left in California has been totally destroyed. Is the direct result, ladies and gentlemen, is the direct result of Jerry Brown and his minions out there trying to openly destroy the United States of America and openly destroy California. That is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That is exactly what Jerry Brown has been up to. Now, whether or not we are going to stop him, I think is absolutely ridiculous not to think to think anything else. We must put a stop to Jerry Brown, and we will. We absolutely will. Now, we're going to come back from the break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about all these other different events taking place around the world that are causing so much angst for the globalist and why it's so important for California to get on board. We'll be back. You're listening to New California State Talk Radio.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, coin and bullion. 755-COIN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. And make sure you visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your information about how the New California State is going to be, well, brought into being, because it's going to happen. It's going to have a lot of work. We understand that, but it will happen, and it will save California. It'll create a new state, but it will save California. It's not presto, it's here. No, it's not magic. It's a reality. Anyway, so we were talking about this independence movement and talking about, you know, Jerry Brown and why people might be motivated to develop their own state, get rid of Jerry Brown, get rid of the monoparty in California. And I made a suggestion. Check out the history of how Francisco Franco, in General Franco, in 1930s, came to power as a dictator in Spain. De España. Check it out, because that will give you a lot of answers, to say the least. Okay, so what's going on in Catalonia? Why is it so important? You've heard me talk about Catalonia and Catalan. And, you know, why California is so closely related to Catalonia. The birthing of California was from, really, the Gothic region of Barcelona at the great church there, the great cathedral. And, you know, it's interesting, been in it. This was the church that Cristobal Colón basically first struck out from Spain on the three ships, the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria, from Barcelona Harbor. Yeah, it has a harbor. Barcelona is on the coast of the Mediterranean. And it is where he departed with the three ships. With the, well, expenses paid by guess who? Ferdinand and Isabella, the king and queen of then Spain. Now, to complete that voyage, and I say this all the time, people love it when I talk about it, go to the California State Capitol. Connect this dot. Go to the California State Capitol, and what's underneath the rotunda of the California State Capitol? A huge, massive statue to Queen Isabella, sitting in her throne. And at her feet are people bringing her jewels and golds and all sorts of wealth. Why? To finance Christopher Columbus. Symbolically, Cristobal Colón, as he's known there in De España, Catalonia, that's what they call him. Everything's referred to as Cristobal Colón. That's the correct pronunciation. Cristobal Colón symbolically ended his journey right there in that rotunda. That's what they're saying. Cristobal Colón's journey ended there. And she points directly west. Just exactly, if you go down to the harbor in Barcelona, at the end of the Las Ramblas, stands Cristobal Colón pointing to the west. Now, what's happening in Catalonia today? Well, they just declared themselves independent. We've been talking about this for a long time. And, of course, this Declaration of Independence has resulted in the government to crack down now on Catalonia. They went through and approved referendums. They had voting in the streets, and everybody agreed to it. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people voted for it. And then the parliament in Catalonia, remember, it's an autonomous state. It's kind of in similar circumstances to what you might find with a regular state in the union here, except they do not have a constitution like we do. They do not have the 1776 Declaration of Independence or the 1783 Constitution that was developed by our founding fathers. Hello. They don't have it. Guess what? We do. They don't. So what happens is things get really rugged there because they will suffer the crackdown with military and police in Catalonia to remain a part of their constitutional union, if you will. Not even a union. You see, after Franco died in 1975, what happened in 1978 was Spain came up with a constitutional monarchy, still with a king and queen, similar to what you might find in Great Britain and other European countries where they have democracies and royalty together. We still live in the king and queen era, hello. And that is what is influencing more than anything else over there in Catalonia and de España. They do not want to get rid of Catalonia. Nor do they want to see Catalonia leave. And by the action of the people, they do want to leave. And finally, yes, they came out with a Declaration of Independence. By the way, it's very, very hard to find this actual declaration out there on the internet. They are suppressing it like crazy. And I'm sure that YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, all the usual suspects and that are in the palm of the globalists are trying to keep it off. We know that. We know that this is how deep it gets. It's so personal. Like you can pull it right up on your screen and feel the tension that's there. Our own corporations are suppressing such documents because they're working hand-in-hand with, yes, the globalists. This is not tinfoil hat thinking, guys. If you're on the news and doing the news and getting all the news and information worldwide, you see this all the time, the suppression of truth by these corporations. And, oh, by the way, when you get yourself in YouTube jail, watch out. As we've all had to suffer, those of us that are in the business that we're in. But California can be different than what is going on in Catalonia. We can be a lot different. We have a constitution, and it is our constitution that will allow us to separate into a new state. Now, it's kind of interesting. This concept for a new state, in the way it's shaping up in New California, is very, very similar to what happened. And think about this. The last time we had this confluence of influences in the United States of America, where we actually had people openly and outwardly talking about secession, leaving the Union, United States of America, we had a civil war. It was 1861. And in fact, it was actually before that, we had separation. We had secessionists that were leaving the Union then. We had South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Everybody had a secessionist convention in those southern states, and they declared themselves to be secessionist, which is interesting. So this is what we are seeing play out right now, is a revisit of that in 1861. Yet we can stop any kind of radical secessionist notion, and we can stop any kind of, well, globalist takeover of any part of California, which is what we want, or the nation. And we do not want the globalists to break up this union. Absolutely not. We want to make a more perfect union. When we come back from the commercials, what we're going to do is going to be talking about the influence of West. Are you ready for this? West Virginia. And what happened in the West Virginia situation. It's very, very telling. We'll be back. You're listening to New California State Talk Radio.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. It's wonderful to be with you. Really appreciate your listenership. Please visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Little reminder, the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, December 6th, we'll be having, are you ready for this? We'll be having Trevor Loudon as our guest speaker. All the way from New Zealand, Trevor Loudon will be speaking to us about his book and his movie and all the different issues about the communist. Yeah, in California and other places, and he's going to be exposing those communists here in California. It's going to be a very, very interesting conversation. Of course, his book that's out is The Enemies Within. He has a companion video that goes along with this, plus he has a number of other publications, but he's going to be talking specifically about what we all need to learn about, those people that are trying to destroy California and the nation and how they're doing it. We should not be lulled to sleep about these folks, ladies and gentlemen. We should not be lulled to sleep. They are here, and of course, that's exactly what Jerry Brown has in part, a party to. And California has gone down the path of the monoparty and hence a dictatorship. Now, it's interesting that we have seen events similar to this in our nation's history before. Back in 1861, when they had the whole issue of the Civil War developing, states were forming in the southern tier, anyway, below the Mason-Dixon line, as they called it. They were forming secessionist conventions. So any state that served ultimately in the South, that became part of that southern tier known as the Confederacy, the Southern Confederacy, had a secessionist convention. Virginia was no different. Virginia had a secessionist convention and ultimately in that convention voted as a state to leave the Union. That spawned Western Virginia. What happened with Western Virginia? They said, well, look, wait a minute. We're unionists out here in Western Virginia because they're closer to Pennsylvania and that sort of thing. We are unionists here. We do not want to become part of the Confederacy. So, as time goes on, what they decided they were going to do is they were going to set up their own government. They were going to set up their own state. So they set out to separate from Virginia. And in fact, they did. And they were the only state in the Union to separate from a Confederate state during the Civil War. This followed in 1861 in April. the Virginia Secessionist Convention of 1861, which voted to secede from the Union. See, I told you they did that. Now, it was kind of interesting. What happened is that there was a series of conventions after that in which people in Western Virginia said, no, we don't want that. So they agreed to meet in a place called Wheeling. Mm-hmm. In this first Wheeling convention, when they met, they had 425 delegates from 25 counties there. 25 counties. Some delegates were led by a person by the name of John Carlisle, who favored the immediate formation of a new state, while others were led by William Wiley, who argued that as Virginia secession had not yet been passed by the required referendum, as happened on May 23rd, such action would constitute revolution against the United States. And the convention decided that if Virginians adopted secession ordinance, of which there was little doubt that they would, another convention, including the members elect of the legislature, would meet in Wheeling in June 1861. On May 23rd, secession was ratified by a large majority of Virginia as a whole, but in the western counties, 34,677 voted against it and 19,000 voted for the ordinance. The second Wheeling Convention met as agreed on June 11th and declared that, since the Secession Convention had been called without popular consent, all its acts were void, and that all who adhered to it had vacated their offices. The Wheeling Conventions and the delegates themselves were never actually elected by public ballot to act on behalf of Western Virginia. Of its 103 members, 33 had been elected to the Virginia General Assembly on May 23rd. This included some holdover state senators and four-year terms that had begun in 1859. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Nobody had been elected, but these people got together as another government and said, you know what? We feel that the government in Virginia is null and void, and therefore we have every reason to meet and become our own state. Later on, President Lincoln agreed, and soon thereafter, he put out a proclamation, and soon thereafter, guess what? The federal government promptly recognized the new government and seated the two new senators from West Virginia. Thus, there were two state governments in Virginia, one pledging allegiance to the United States and one to the Confederacy. I see this happening in California. I see a split coming in California, a 51st state that's going to happen. Because Jerry Brown is pledging allegiance to the United Nations. New California pledges allegiance. And actually, every member of the New California movement who has been elected or selected to be a delegate has taken the oath of office to the United States of America, pledging to the United States of America and the Constitution. Did you know that? There's no other movement for statehood on the planet that has done such an act. I don't know about you, but I find that more than interesting, ladies and gentlemen. More than interesting. That we would have such a situation developing where we have the same sort of circumstances that we had with the Civil War of 1861, except it's the United Nations and the United States. What will we do? We will pledge everything to the United States of America. That's New California, and it's happening right now. Got a break coming up, and when we come back, more about New California. Please visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. Please visit our website, newcaliforniastatetalkradio.com. Excuse me, let's get that right. newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. That is the website for New California, and there's all kinds of information there. You can also click on the survey tab there and take a little survey. We really would appreciate that. And we are open for donations, absolutely. So if you see the donation button down there, please donate to New California. All right. Now, so many things have been happening, I guess you would say, in California that it's almost amazing to think about. You know, we're talking about this Wheeling Conventions. There's two of them in Virginia. And, you know, I'm trying to set the stage for you so that you do understand and you do see what is going on relative to this whole situation that we're dealing in right now. Now, here it is, 2017. We're talking about 1861. Our history in America is magnificent if you think about it. And we're engaging in history. Right? See, the struggle for freedom and liberty is never ending, ladies and gentlemen. And the struggle for totalitarianism is never ending. It's the yin and the yang. It's the struggle. And right now, we are in it. And, you know, it's some people might say it's soft revolution, soft tyranny that's turning into major tyranny to destroy you and the world. Yeah. And that's what's happening right now. Seems to be a grip of evil around the world and has been for quite some time, hasn't there? And now, all of a sudden, we are finding ourselves in a position where what we have to do, we have to come out strong and say, none of this garbage anymore. We do not want to be a party to evil in this country, in this state. That's why we're going to form a new state. Now, I want to make sure that people understand that we are the statehood movement. We want to form the 51st state of the Union. That's where we're at. We do not want to move or break up California from this country. We're not into that. That's not us. We are a statehood movement that's a legal movement, a lawful movement granted to us by the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, statehood split. That's what this is. We're trying to grow a more perfect union. We're trying, as I've always said for years, put another star on the flag, a 51st star. Put another star on the flag. That's what we are all about. We're not about anything else. We're about putting another star on the flag. So that's why we appreciate your support. Become involved. We have 42 counties directly involved right now. We've chartered 12 to date. We have another 6 to be chartered. in the next week. I mean, that's just amazing. We will be at 40 before the month of November is over, having organized county committees in 40, at least 40, maybe 42 counties. And you'd be surprised what counties want to come along board. You'd be surprised who we're talking to right now. Don't leave us out. You know, it's almost like really, I'm not being facetious here. From the counties that we're getting, it's like all the counties, all 58 counties, well, maybe all but one, all but one county really does want to come on board and become part of New California. What a concept that would be now, wouldn't it? You have even those so-called liberal counties, extremely, well, I wouldn't even say they're liberal. This is beyond liberal, what's going on in some of these counties. But they do not want to be a part of it either. They recognize the evil that is existing in the current California. They understand the tyranny. And they don't want to be a part of that any longer. And I don't blame them, can you? No, I don't either. That's why we are going to form the first 51st state, the first state to come on board since, Alaska and Hawaii joined in the 60s, 59 and 60s. We will be the next state, New California. We'll be back. You're listening to New California State Talk Radio.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Visit our website, get all the news and information that we have up there. Now, if you're trying to find out about your county, at the newcaliforniastate.com website, there's a contact tab. Go to the contact tab and fill out the information. Send us an email. We'll respond within a day or so. And we'll tell you about your county. Tell us what county you live in. And do you want to help? We're looking for that help. And we're more than happy to accommodate those that are serious about forming a new California. And that's what we're looking for. So we're recruiting. Yes, absolutely. And we have a lot of people clamoring at the door. Let me tell you. It's pretty, and so be a part of it. I mean, this is exciting that we will be able to form a new state in the union And not only that, but we'll be free from the shackles of the tyranny in California. And we'll also be putting the world on notice. And this is, I think, perhaps the more salient thing. That our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence in the United States of America, it works. It's alive and it's well. We just have to use it appropriately. We have to follow what the Founding Fathers laid down before us. And boy, have they laid something down for us. The world is afire with independence right now. And it might as well just continue to burn even stronger here in the great United States of America with New California. Thanks for listening to New California State Talk Radio.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.